Guys, welcome back to your favorite podcast with your favorite hosts, me and Franny. This is Only We Care, so congratulations on clicking on the world's best podcast. This is the podcast where Franny and I talk about the things that only we care about in the hopes that other people will too. And today we are doing another installment of Random Conversations, which is where Franny and I just talk about anything and we're totally unscripted. So, Franny, since I started the last one, I'll let you start this one.
Ooh, okay. I've been doing work things mostly today. And then also just reading. I was just listening to an audiobook and then you texted me and I was like, oh, good timing. I actually did talk to you on the phone, like maybe 10, 15 minutes ago.
You did, yeah.
That was a big, nice moment. Big, nice moment. You looked really cute.
Thanks.
And you're welcome. You looked really cute. We love to see it. And then, what else? I was telling you, I'm glad we're doing this today, because I have 3 meetings back to back to back tomorrow in the morning, starting at 9 in the morning. And I think the last one ends at, like, 11 or 12. So, I'm in it long term. Not long term. Just in it for most of tomorrow. And then, I have the weekend. And then school starts on Monday, which I told you I completely forgot about. Not really, but, like, I, like, forgot about, kind of. And then I was like, oh, wait, school's starting next week. Oh, my goodness. So I was like, it's next week. And I was like, wait, it is next week. Oh, my gosh. So it crept up on me, but I don't know if the listeners know. I think some, like, people that know me in my life, like, know this is my last semester. So, like, I think it's going to go by really quickly, which is really fun. And I'm only on campus 2 days a week, which is super nice. And they're Monday nights and Tuesday afternoons. And I'm chilling. She's a working woman. She's balancing a job and school and life. We love that. Yeah. Doing all right. I have a cough. I don't know if it's going to make its appearance on the podcast, but it's been here for about a week and a half. Still here. Every once in a while, I'll just pop up out of nowhere. I'm like, where'd you come from? Thought you were gone. Nope.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's fun. And I don't know where it came from. I genuinely don't know where it came from. So I don't know if it's going to make its appearance today, because I always say, like, oh, it's gone. And then it came out of nowhere. I was like, oh, you're back. Thought you were gone. Nope. So
that is always, like, the worst.
It's really weird. It's really weird because I haven't been sick maybe in about a year. So, like, not that this is even sick. Like, I didn't even have a temperature. Like, I wasn't, like, even sick sick. I just, like, I was like, I hate lingering coughs. Because, like, again, I would be like, oh, it's gone. And then, like, what happened? I went somewhere. Oh, I went to my dad's graduation for this program he was in. And my mom was like, oh, did you pack cough drops? And I was like, no, I think it's gone. Tell me why. He's about to get his certificate, and I break out into a cough. I'm like, really? That's really bad timing. I did not ask. Luckily, they had water there, so, like, I ran to get water. Someone was, like, getting theirs, so I was like, I better make it back in time for him to get his. And I did. We made it. We good. I filmed it. I don't think I sent it to you. I will send it to you. You can watch it. It's really cute. But, yeah. So, that was a week ago. Week ago tomorrow. So, it's still here. Hasn't made its appearance yet today. But maybe since I'm talking about it, it'll be like, hey, girl, you're talking about me. I'm going to make an appearance. Please don't. So, maybe. But I'm hoping it doesn't. Anyway, that's me. It's a Wednesday. I'm wearing sweatpants and my boyfriend's South Park shirt. You know, just vibes.
Wow, I'm also wearing a sweatshirt. You're just wearing a shirt. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm wearing a shirt. It's his. I actually have one of his sweatshirts, but I would not wear it because it's very warm. But it's cozy. I wear it at night.
Funny enough, I'm wearing 2 articles of clothing that are from the place where I vacation from.
Yes.
Or the place I vacation in, I should say.
Vacation from.
I don't know why I said that, because I vacated tired. From. Yeah, I vacationed from it, you know. Sorry, guys. I can't English.
Which is hard. I get it.
It is. But yeah, this sweatshirt I have is really, really comfy. So I very much enjoy it.
The pink is really cute. I meant to say that on FaceTime earlier. The pink is really cute.
Thank you.
We love when pink.
We love when pink.
Yeah, how was your vacation?
It was really fun. So, we ate a bunch of good seafood, like we always do.
Lovely.
We went to the beach a ton, which was really fun. The last day I was there, I actually went in the water because it was, like, warm enough. And my dad and I got swamped by a couple of waves, for sure. And I think he still has water in his ear from it, so.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. But I'm fine. I didn't get completely knocked over, but I definitely got, like, a bunch of salt water in my mouth, which was gross.
Oh, beautiful.
And some up my nose. Yay.
Yay.
But regardless, it was fun. Even though the salt water burned me in my nose.
Oh. No.
Yeah. But the water was, like, so gorgeous and so nice and warm. The day before, actually, we had gone to another beach, and the water was also really warm. But there was so many jellyfish in the water. I've never seen so many jellyfish in my life.
Goodness.
Like, they're not, like, deadly or, like, extremely poisonous. If they sting you, like, it hurts a little bit, but it's, like, really mild, right? A lot of them were, like, dead and just, like, washed up from, like, I think the storm the day prior. But even if they're dead, they can still sting you because sometimes their stingers are still active.
Yes.
But there was, like, literally a jellyfish, like, every 5 inches in the water. Like, it was crazy. There was jellyfish, like, washed up dead all over the beach. There was clear ones and, like, these sort of reddish ones. And they were really, like, cool looking, the ones that were alive. It was cool to, like, see them swim and stuff. But, like, they were just everywhere. And it was hard to enjoy the water because of that. Even though it was really warm, but, like, I wanted to go swimming so badly, but, like, I really just, like, couldn't, because I could not handle, like, all the jellyfish, like, hitting me in the leg.
Yeah.
Also, like, one of them definitely stung me.
No!
Oh, but it was, like, the most mild thing in the world. Like, literally, like, it stopped hurting, like, after an hour, so it was fine. Yeah, it was not a big deal. Like I said, they weren't, like, deadly or anything, so it was totally fine. I looked it up, like, before I, like, went, like, in the water, because I wanted to make sure. But, like, there was a bunch of other people, like, already in the water, and I was like, okay, obviously, like, they're, like, it's fine to swim in the water, because there wouldn't be people in the water if it wasn't fine. But I still, like, looked it up anyway, just to make sure, but, yeah, no, like, deadly poisonous jellyfish, but, that was, like, quite a sight to see, I have to say. And then we also went dolphin watching on the beach.
Yes.
It was so awesome. If you guys follow me on Instagram, at Alexandra the Queen.
You should be, by the way.
You should be following me, just saying. I did post a little reel of all the dolphins, because I took a bunch of footage, and it was so much fun. So, check that out. Some of them came, like, really close to the boat, which is so cool. It was so cool to see, like, dolphins in the wild up close, because I've seen them before, like, from a distance, like, you know, swimming in the ocean, but I've never really, like, seen them up close besides, like, maybe, like, a zoo or something, so it was really cool to see them in the wild, like, so up close and in my face. And yeah, there was, like, a lot of great sunsets. Got some seashells off the beach, did a little bit of shopping, but yeah, it was just a really nice vacation. It was really chill. Played some cornhole with my sister.
Nice, nice.
And I ended up beating her, actually. Which is really cool. I won at the very last second. Or in the very last round. Because I knocked off one of her beanbags off the board. And I landed mine there. And that's how I won. So, pretty cool. Just saying. But yeah, that was my vacation.
Good to know. Good to know if I ever play cornhole with you that you're going to beat me.
I mean, it took me a while to be my sister, so you might beat me. That was just kind of like a stroke of
one. It depends. It depends. It depends. I think my baby cousin beat me once, and I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, you're 7 years old. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, okay. Okay, we tried. But, oh wow. What else, what else, what else? Actually, one of my baby cousins started kindergarten. Sorry, first grade today. And it was just his birthday yesterday. Yeah. And I was like, oh, my buddy. My little buddy. What was I just going to say, too? Alexander and my boyfriend are becoming best friends.
Yes.
They see each other memes now. Which I love. Love that.
I mean, it just started, but, you know, it's promising. You know,
already best friends. I love it. I love to see it. Yeah. I'm excited about that. That is a cute little vibe. I think you sent him, like, cat memes, don't you?
Yep, I sent him, it was a cat, like, video.
Yeah.
It was basically, like, a meme and a reel. And yeah, I think that was the first meme I sent him.
You know, taste.
Yeah, which then led to him talking about my own cat.
Yeah, which he knows quite well.
Yeah, he's a big fan, so.
You know, everyone is. Everyone is.
We all love Lenny.
Yeah, everyone in my life that, like, knows who Lenny is, they're like, yeah, we want to talk to him. I'm like, I know. Who doesn't? Right?
I think anytime, like, you mention to someone that, like, enjoys cats that you have a cat, they just automatically love the cat.
Oh, yeah, no, that's exactly how it works.
Even if the cat's, like, a complete psycho, they're like, no, I love the cat. Because yeah. They just love cats.
Yeah, no, we have a friend who, family friend, they have a cat. His name is Timothy, but since they've got him, and I think I've explained this to you, and it genuinely still to this day does not make sense to me, they call him Bob.
Right.
And I even asked the dad recently, because I saw him last week, and I was like, Basil, like, what's the story with this? And he's like, I don't know. Like, we just started calling him Bob. I'm like, yeah, but his name, and on his tag, it's Timothy. And he's like, no, we actually changed it to say Bob. I'm like, okay, valid. But, like, where did Bob come from? And he's like, I don't even know. I'm like, okay, cool. Cool, cool, cool.
So, it sounds like the cat's name isn't even Timothy anymore. It's just
Bob. Yeah, honestly, yeah. I'm like, because that's what they call him. Like, honestly, I've never heard them say Timothy. I'm like, I don't know who this is.
I mean, like, Lenny has a million nicknames, and, like, his full name is Lenny Beansy DeVito. But, like, that's mostly, like, a joke, you know? Like, obviously, his last name is
DeVito. I didn't know his name was DeVito. That's so life-changing.
I told you that.
I know, but I don't remember that, so.
Well, then that's why.
That's my fault, but that's life-changing.
Yeah. So, like, his full name is Lenny Beansy DeVito, but, like, it's a joke. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like he really has a full name.
Yeah, no. My dad once made bookmarks for me and my mom, like, laminated bookmarks of Beatrix for me and my mom. And it says her full name, and it's like Her Royal Highness Beatrix Philippa something Windsor, and then our two last names, like, hyphenated. Like, her last name and then his last name. My dad's last name hyphenated. I'll find it, and I'll send you a picture of it. It's great. Because she's royalty.
That's so cute.
In our family, she's royalty, obviously.
I mean, I think in every family, she should be royalty.
That's what I'm saying. That's
Have you saying. Seen her?
Have I seen her? Yeah, I live with her.
Like, she's gorgeous.
Thank you. She's a famous actress. She pays her dues.
Exactly.
She's in the theater. She's in the theater department. She's in a Shakespeare play. You know how it is. She's on the West End. She travels back and forth. She has a bed. I don't know what she does at night.
She probably just drinks tea and goes to bed early.
Honestly, she does have a bedtime. And then she also has, like, a wake-up time. Like, she's her own alarm clock, and she's also my parents' alarm clock. Like, they tell me, they're like, oh, yeah, she woke us up at, like, 6 in the morning. I'm like, that doesn't surprise me. Like, this woman just thinks she, like, rules the house. I'm like, you do? But also, what? What's going on? Like, she, I don't know if we've ever told you this, like, me or my parents have ever told you this. So she's a herding dog, like, that's her, like, there's different groups of dogs, and her group is a herding group. So she, and if you ever come over, like, you'll see this in person, it's hilarious. because, like, we describe it to people, and like, that's so much funnier in person. She will, like, so, like, my mom will say, like, oh, you know, like, it's dinner for, like, you know, me, you, and your dad. I'm like, cool, okay. Beatrix will then run around the house barking to tell everyone it's dinner, as if we can't just hear my mom say it. And then, let's say, like, you and I are in my room. Like, she'll come into the room, she'll bark in the room. But even if I'm not in the room, she'll go in the room and, like, bark. I'm like, no one's there. Like, my stuffed animals are there. They don't know what you're doing. But, yeah. She is an alarm clock in and of herself. And I think Anthony, my boyfriend's even been like, she is your security. I'm like, yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
That's so funny. So, like, when it's dinner time, she just barks.
Yeah, I should try and film it tonight. If it happens tonight, I'll film it. But it's really funny. She just, like, goes, excuse me, around the room and just... around the house and just barks. I'm like, girl, what?
Wow, she must know what the word dinner is.
I would say she's pretty smart. She knows a lot of different words.
Yeah, my God.
She's very knowledgeable. She obviously knows what wok is. She also, like, loves to sit in the kitchen whenever anyone's making food and just sits there, like, thinks, like, they're gonna give her food, which sometimes my dad does, to be fair. Sometimes my dad does. And she just sits there, like, she looks like a sous chef, to the point where Anthony's like, we need to get her a chef hat. I'm like, you're right. So, that's gonna happen. Actually, she just got home, so I don't know if she'll make any barks right now, but yeah, she's very funny.
That's so cute.
She's very cute.
Lenny, when it's dinner time, often likes to sit in the middle of the dinner table.
Oh!
Especially if we have a lot of people over. Or, like, oh, okay. Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Or, like, Christmas, he loves to sit, like, on the dining room table. He'll just, like, hop up there. It has to be in the middle of everything. Or, like, if the table's set for dinner, like, at the counter, you know, we have all the plates out, he likes to sit, like, in between the plates, and then, like, of course, his fur gets everywhere.
Lenny is the centerpiece. Yeah, I don't...
So, yeah, that's Lenny. He's just very interesting, and ever since we came home from vacation, he's been acting a lot friendlier.
Oh!
And he's been a lot sweeter. Which is very interesting for him, because if you guys know from me talking about him in past episodes, he can be very temperamental, which he still can be, but I think us being gone for a whole week and him actually having to be by himself
really
made him, I think, appreciate us more.
Oh, what a guy.
Because this was his first time ever being, like, alone, because we don't have my other cat anymore. And my grandpa fed him, like, don't worry, he was taken care of. But, you know, he was, like, by himself for, like, a majority of, you know, the day for the entire week. So when we came home, he was, like, really happy to see us. Which is, like, not like him, typically. But it's a good thing. It's definitely a good thing. So we love to see the sweeter side of Lenny coming out.
Lenny's becoming a nice man.
Yeah. Don't worry, he's still insane, but I think he's calmed down a little bit. And I think, oddly enough, us going on vacation helped even more with that. So
it's giving maturity.
Yeah, he matured.
He's matured.
Yes.
Love that for him.
And I can't believe that we've had him for, like, 6 years. It's crazy.
Oh, that's wild.
It is wild. I feel like we just got him.
No, I genuinely feel like you just got him, too.
But, nope. We did not. So, yeah, he's about 8 years old now, so that's crazy.
What a man. We've had Beatrix, I think, for 5 years. Let me see. I posted a picture of it. Let me find it. Okay, yeah, we got her 5 years ago. That's wild.
Crazy.
That's wild. Yeah, it was March in 2018.
Aww.
Our little nugget.
Our little nugget. You're a little nugget.
Yeah, everyone's, it's a collective nugget. She's everyone's nugget.
A collective nugget.
Oh, and also, I think you'll appreciate this because you like sparkly things. My mom has, so Beatrix has this thing. She doesn't do it, like, on purpose. I sound like she does it on purpose. Where she, like, you will pet her, and then, like, her fur will, like, rub off on you. And my mom calls it her glitter. So you will get her glitter on you whenever you come over.
Fun fact that, fun fact, Lenny also has that problem.
Oh my goodness!
I think all animals do. Like, if you have a cat or a dog, it's inevitable they're gonna shed. Like, it's just, it is what it is. But, that's so funny. I've never thought about it as, like, glitter.
Goodness, glitter.
You know what? It really is, because it gets everywhere. It's really hard to get rid of, and it doesn't come off of things. So, yes, it's exactly like glitter.
Glitter. It's glitter.
Speaking of which, though, I saw this hack recently on Instagram where, like, you take a lint roller.
Okay.
And you put it, like, on your pet.
Oh.
And you pick up the hair that's on them, like, the excess hair.
Oh.
Like, with the lint roller. So that basically, like, you're essentially, like, getting rid of the excess hair before it ever has a chance to, like, stick on you or, like, your blankets or something.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
Which is really funny. Obviously, you want to be, like, really gentle and don't use, like, a really sticky one because you don't want it to get, like, stuck to the pet.
No, no, no. Of course, yeah.
But, like, I tried it on Lenny and, like, I did it, like, very gently. Like, I just, like, it was very gentle. But it actually worked and I was like, oh my gosh, like, the hair is coming off.
That's genius. I never thought about that.
It is genius. I was like, you know, because we use the lint rollers on ourselves, but why don't we just use it on them so that way the hair never even gets on us?
Oh, she's barking. I don't know if you hear her. She's barking.
I do hear her.
Yeah, we all hear her.
It's my musical queen.
Yeah, she's singing. She's singing for the crowd.
Beatrix should audition for The Voice.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
I don't know who she would pick. I don't even know. I don't even know who's going to be
She might choose Niall because they're both English. She might choose Niall because they're both English.
But I mean, that would be my choice if I had the option.
Yeah. No, I think I would too. Not just because, like, One Direction, but just because, like, I feel like he's a good person.
Yeah.
And I feel like he could help people grow. He helps people grow. We love Niall. We love him now.
Yeah, I mean, he literally, like, won, so.
Exactly. As he should.
Or he was, like, the coach that had the winner.
Yes. Let me see who the current is. I'm actually curious. Let me see.
I don't know.
I haven't watched The Voice in a really long time.
I, full disclosure, have been watching, like, a ton of, like, I think I talked about this on another episode of the podcast.
Uh-huh.
But I've been watching, like, so many The Voice Australia auditions.
Yes.
And guys, I don't know what the heck is in the water in Australia, but the talent in Australia is, like, insane. I mean, I think, like, in order to audition for The Voice, like, you have to go through, like, a pre-screening and everything, and, like,
yeah.
I think they do kind of see, you know, if you can sing at all. So I don't think they let, like, just anybody audition, like, American Idol and stuff like that.
Yeah. I don't know how it works. I'd be curious.
Because every time I watch the auditions, like, even if the person doesn't get, like, a chair turn, they can sing in some capacity. It's not like the auditions are, like, a complete flop or, like, you know, something, like, outrageously terrible. No. So I think they have to go through kind of, like, a more extensive process to get an audition. But basically what I'm saying is, like, yeah, it's a bunch of good auditions you're essentially watching, but, like, I don't even know what I would do if I was, like, a coach on the show, because, like, there's so many good people, like, I wouldn't know how to pick, like, who goes through and who doesn't.
I completely get that. She's barking. She agrees with you.
That's okay. We'll just leave her barks in.
It's special.
It is special.
Okay. I just found out who the coaches are. Okay, it's John Legend, Gwen Stefani, Niall again, and then Reba McEntire. That's a cute little lineup. That's cute.
I don't know who Reba McEntire is.
She sings country music. That's all I know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But I know Blake's gone because I remember reading that somewhere.
Yeah, Blake left.
He left. But that's cute that Niall's back. That's cute. I like that for him.
Yeah, that's awesome for him.
Love that for her.
But I also just, like, love the coaches on, like, The Voice Australia.
Oh, yes. I want to watch some of the auditions. If you want to send me any of your favorites, go for it.
I will. I just really, like, love, I don't know, the way that they all work with the contestants. I think all of them are really, really nice and sweet.
I love that.
I really love Rita Ora.
She's so cool.
She's just, like, so pretty and, like, stunning.
Her music is really catchy. It's, like, really, really catchy.
I haven't listened to a lot of it in a while, but,
listen to some of it, and it's pretty catchy.
Pretty good, yeah. But, she's just, like, she's just, I don't know. She just seems really, really nice.
She's cool. Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah. She gives, like, fun aunt vibes.
Ooh, yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, she's awesome. We love her.
And I also really like Delta. She's another coach.
Cool. Love the variety.
Yeah. I like all the girl coaches. but yeah, that's been like my guilty pleasure lately. I don't watch TV. I just watch like auditions.
I
don't
watch TV. I just watch voice.
I just watch voice auditions or like Britain's Got Talent or America's Got Talent.
The fails of Britain Got Talent, like, makes me cackle.
Oh, yeah. There's
so many fails. Where Simon's like, what?
There's so many fails out there. It's hilarious. But, yeah. Franny, do you think we should wrap it up?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Guys, we hope you enjoyed this episode of Two Friends Talking Totally Unscripted. I'm your host, Alexandra Lakis.
I'm Franny Barney.
And we will see you guys in 2 Saturdays.
For the next episode of Only We Care.
Awesome. So, yes, Brandy and I are back. And our next episode is going to be a fun one. We're going to go back to doing like different like themes and stuff for the next 3. So stay tuned. Stay tuned.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. So you guys are going to like it. I know you will. Okay. All right, guys. We will catch you on the flippity flip, as Michael Scott once said.
Love that.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, podcast pals.
Bye, podcast pals.